Wang Jianling is one of Asia's richest men. He is chairman of Dalian Wenda Group, a large property business which owns many foreign companies. However, Wang is now facing a number of actions from Chinese authorities. The latest actions include Chinese authorities asking banks to stop financing Wenda Group's purchases of foreign companies. Wenda Group currently owns a studio in Hollywood and AMC Theaters, among other foreign businesses. AMC Theaters has the most movie theaters in the United States. Earlier this year, Wenda Group faced an investigation into its finances. Soon after, Wenda Group sold part of its business for $9.3 billion to a real estate developer based in Tianjin. Wang Jianling, the founder of Wenda Group, is known for his strong connections with the Communist Party. The Chinese government's actions have surprised some experts.
Christopher Balding is an associate professor of economics at Peking University. He said, "That is a surprising development in a lot of ways. Wang Jianling has many friends all through the political establishment in China. While some people believe the government targeted Wang, other people believe the government was taking action against many companies." Peng Liu is a professor of real estate and hotel management at Cornell University. He said the government actions were consistent with the desire to control financial risks. In the past few years, Wanda Group has bought Nordic Cinema Group, a theater operator in Northern Europe, for $930 million, and Carmike Cinemas for $1.1 billion. Carmike Cinemas is the fourth largest theater operator in the United States.
However, earlier this year, Wenda Group was unable to buy Dick Clark Productions, a company that develops television shows. The deal was valued at $1 billion. The government is asking companies to cut their financial risks, but it is unclear if there are other reasons it wants companies to limit the buying of foreign companies. Balding said it is not far-fetched to say that there is definitely a political message being sent, and they are using Wenda as an example to other companies to say, "Don't do this." He added that the actions involving Wenda could be a sign of hidden political disputes.
Yue Su is an economist with the Economist Intelligence Unit. She said the government is also investigating Fuxing and Anbang. Those two companies have bought overseas businesses. She said the government is also worried that these companies are trying to move assets abroad and keep their debt within the country, which is worsening domestic economic conditions. Christopher Balding said that in the past few years, regulators were encouraging Chinese companies to buy foreign companies. He said, "So while Wanda may have pushed the limits, they were doing nothing more than what they were being encouraged to do by the Chinese regulators."
Currently, the Chinese government appears to not want companies to buy foreign businesses. However, Liu said that he believes they will allow overseas investments under the Belt and Road Program. That program is a development project that supports trade across countries in Asia and Europe. The Belt and Road Program is the government's strategy. I think that is different, he said. I'm Olivia Liu.
And I'm Mario Ritter.